Gotta be careful with that. Some people would hear that and then they'd turn into an asshole immediately. Figure it could happen to anybody. Do you want to hear the funny story or the sad story? Well, I'd love to just think of the good stuff, but I feel like to have this many people and to have this amount of fun and knowing that this many people and more are in the Middle East fighting, doing the best they can to do the best job they can, doing what they're told, and just, I hope we figure this stuff out sooner than later, and I think they're going to need our encouragement or maybe some demands from us as the people before they start making decisions for the people and not for the corporations involved. Obviously, we don't want to see people dying, whether they're Americans or Middle Easterns. But more than that, it's our fucking money that they're just burning up weekly. $2-3 billion a week. $1 billion a week. And then gas went from $1.46 the day George Bush took office to over $4, and he's friends with a bunch of oil men. Do you think we're fucking stupid? They think we're stupid, but I think they think we're comfortable, and I think they think they can confuse us, and I think that they don't treat us with proper respect as Americans and as individuals. And I hope I'm alive when they die, because that's when I'll tell my funny story. That's when I'm gonna be. So the reason this is on our minds, we've got a good friend called Thomas Young. He was an Iraqi veteran that came back. We became very close with him. He came back critically injured, where he'd lost the use of his body from about the chest down. But he still had his wit, he still had his intelligence, and his musical taste. They made a documentary called Body of War that you can maybe track down and see his story, which is similar to a lot of soldiers' stories. But then about 2 weeks ago, he had a really major setback and went into pretty much a coma for about 3 or 4 days. Came out of it a bit, and now he's had more difficulty. So my feelings about this shit are right on my sleeve. Maybe you know people, maybe you have these same feelings, but it makes it much more urgent, and it makes you wonder why it's not in the paper every day. And I won't apologize for using the stage to say these things, because at this time I think it's critical, but I will thank you for listening. Thank you for listening. This is for Thomas, this is for all of us. It's called No More.